Shin Samach Gimel, Siv Chav Gimel. The Mechaber discusses if you have two kares, and neither one is a tefach, or is strong enough to mekabel the ariach, one is of these two kares is a little higher, one's a little lower. So can we see them together as being one? Similar to what we had in Siv Chav Beis, about two kares are next to each other. So here also, one's a little higher, one's a little lower. So the Mechaber says, the first sheet that the Mechaber brings is that we give you the top one as if it's a little bit lower, and the bottom one as if it's a little higher, to match them up with each other. As long as there's not to be tefachim between them, not in height, and even after you work them out, they should be matched as if they're next to each other, not in meshach, not far apart from each other, three tefachim, then it's fine, as long as the top one's not more than 20 amos of the ground, because then that one doesn't count, and the bottom one has to be more than 10 tefachim off the ground, because less than 10 tefachim of the ground, that one doesn't count, but assuming they're both between 10 tefachim and 20 amos, and not three tefachim apart from each other, not in height, and not in meshach, not far apart from each other, then we can view them together and make it to one big kara, similar to the previous sif. The Mechaber Yesh place in the second sheet that holds that's possible, you can't do this. You know, they agree to the concept of love, etc. And even the Chesukah, Tafresh, Lam, and Aleph, Mishpura brings down the Mechaber Pasuk, the Pshitas over there, they have the Schach, some above, some below. We do say, certainly say this of love and Hilchot Mishpura Sinai, in order to view them as being parallel, equal to each other. Here it's worse, because since it has to be able to Mechaber Ariach, to hold the half brick, so they're not properly parallel to each other, and one's above, one's below, so then they can't hold the brick. So it's not going to be good. Kara is more chomer because of this concept of being able to hold the ariel, hold the brick, even next to each other, but and they're not one high, one lower, not one above, one below. But if the mice are far apart from each other, more than the tavach, it's not going to be good, because this sheet of real goes, like the yesh emer of the previous, if the holes left within a tavach of each other, not more than the tavach, because there has to be royal lekabel ariach. And the mice over here, the Mishnah brings an El Rabba, that he says, the one shemach, like this sheet of. Therefore, both in this sif and the previous sif, one should not be samach and love, but they have to be within the tavach of each other. Sif chav dalav, someone spreads over the kara amachselas, a mat. Mishnah Berurah says, who does it, wants to make better, like this, as a mat. He's making nice to the kara heter, it's not just the kara with a mat over it, and maybe ties the mat down to the kaisel, it shouldn't shake around in the wind. Lamaisa, it doesn't make things better, it makes things worse, because now the kara is covered, it's not seen. And therefore, it's not nicker, there's no hecker. There's a kara there, so it's not a kara anymore. So if the mat makes it down to within three tefachim of the ground, that itself could be a machitza for the ruach avias of the fourth side. But if not, if the bottom of the mat is more than three tefachim more of the ground, then it's possible, because that can't be a machitza, because the b'kiyas gediyam underneath, it's not lovered to the ground, and the kara is covered. The Mechaber says that if you make a very big kara, though, that's okay. A mat covers the kara, but a big kara is fine, a very tall kara. Mechaber says even goes a drop down lamata me'asar tefachim, it's still kosher. Now it's not clear what this means. Mishnah Berurah brings many achrayim have the shver, because halacha is that if the kara, even if part of the kara goes into the bottom 10 tefachim from the ground, we don't say dalmeyachi delete that part and just start working with the parts above 10 tefachim. Rather, it's possible because the halal of the mavi, the empty airspace of the mavi, till the kara has to be 10 tefachim. So this is shver. In Sif Chav Hei, the Mechaber discusses someone who, instead of being a kara all the way across from the top of one wall of the mavi to the other one, he sticks two yaseis, two pegs, into the top of the kaisel of the mavi, and does on an angle that they're both leaning a little into the mavi. And then he puts a kara on top of them. So now the kara is not directly on top of the two walls of the mavi, because the two yaseis each leaning in a little bit, and the kara is on top of the two yaseis, two pegs. So it's not on top of the walls of the mavi. And even for me, on top of the walls of the mavi, it's not directly touching the walls of the mavi. So we're talking about a case here, the pegs themselves are not tefach, and therefore they cannot count as an extension of the kara. So now we have to use concept of love with a chavit rami that up to three tefachim we can make it, that as long as they're not more than three tefachim, the kair itself doesn't end up being more than three tefachim above the kais de'am mavi, and it's not three tefachim or more into the mavi. So we can say chavit rami and we can say love it, and we can match as if the kair is on top of the kais de'am mavi, and it's good. However, if it's three tefachim or more above the kais de'am mavi, or with three tefachim or more, starting three tefachim or more into the mavi, it's not love it to the walls of the mavi, so then you can't say chavit and you can't say love it, and it's going to be possible.